we're going to count in again to start the podcast. What song are we going to start with? Yeah. Starts off with lots of energy. You all suck. I'm gonna sit here with my invisible Kool-Aid because I came prepared. Alright. What? I'm pretty sure they have no idea who we are. But he doesn't... One more thing. Get this stupid mic working. What? Oh, because I'm not shouting anymore. Well, not like super shouting, but like my voice is higher than it normally is. No, I haven't gotten it yet. But I haven't gotten anything, sadly, because I wanted to see what it was too. It wasn't like sent back to you. What? I don't know why we recorded all this. What? Because I'm not shouting again. I'm gonna borrow my friend's Rock Band one again. He was supposed to lend it to me today, but he never came. So now I'm stuck with this sucky one. Oh, I think that's what I gotta do. I don't think singing to him is gonna get him to do it. That's great. Or someone's robbing this house. Or they're robbing his harmonica. Yo. Who gave you her a harmonica? We'll do the podcast like with the harmonica and Morse code. Yeah, let's do this. Everybody, this is Gino Boost from Game Music for All. Woo! I've already lost interest. How long in the key of C? Shut you up. But when you have the blues, you have the blues. Yeah, it's It's more like I'm learning how to play the harmonica. That's what C is. But that's how you know it's our podcast. Well, anyway, that was the Plasmas with a wild Pokemon appears from his new, like, 50-track album that he just released. Yeah. Which means... probably not, considering he lives in Chile. Well, it is just one guy. But if I do meet him, I do want to continuously call him them. I think you've sung that on here before. That was the last one? Yeah, that's pretty bad. Thanks for that news, Chibimon. Now moving on to other things. Except for the stuff that was delayed. That's your video game minute. Twelve seconds. 1 second for every Final Fantasy. That's still probably like 10 minutes. Yeah, we're counting all the offshoots, Chocobos, Legendary Tales, and all that. Doppelganger week has been really weird for me. It's like all my Facebook friends got, like, inexplicably sexier. Yeah. I thought B was gonna say woman though. You could have people Twitter it at you. I took care of that problem. Absolutely not. They already did. It's for WiiWare, PSN Live, or Xbox Live Arcade, and PSN Network, I mean. Because people act like they don't own DSs. Everyone owns a DS. And everyone should have played Sonic Rush. That's ridiculous. Statistics. What science journal was your fact published in? Speaking of DS, everyone should play Spirit Tracks because that game was awesome. AKA sallied out. Because I was thinking about starting a band called Me Type. Alright. Okay, go ahead and count them in. Alright, someone has to be serious here. Let me straighten my tie first. Alright, three. Alright, okay. Three. 2, 1. Indeed. Casio Kid has been doing pretty well for themselves. The moment. Yeah, like, they've been really great about, like, they pretty much put all their stuff up to this point completely for free. I've talked to them a bit. They have a song they sent me that'll be on a new compilation. They've been like completely nice about everything. Totally cool people with pretty much everyone in the community. So if anyone like that hasn't talked to them starts giving this whole spiel about how they're sellouts and they're never part of the community, you'll know that's a bunch of crap. Because these guys are really nice and they totally deserve it. And I'm really hoping, you know, that they have a good contract and they don't get screwed or anything like that. Eight of them. Everyone likes Shell Riley. You better be. That's what I thought you were signing the Pokemon cards for. Like, that would be, like, the best way to get to Nerdapalooza. It's like, I sold my Pokemon cards to be here. I can only assume that the people bidding on this are owners of time machines. Or you could let the person win. Hunt them down, kill them, and sell them again. Well, you can steal their other stuff too, I guess. Maybe live out of their house for a while. Are you gonna kill someone and then pee on them? Boo! Yeah, that's true, actually. It's no Earthbound. Very lovely cover of Assassin's Creed 2 title theme on the harmonica there. That They're both RPGs on the Super Nintendo console. Maybe after. We've been talking for a while. I think we should get into some UN Squadron. Yes, and not only does it exist, it's by, like, a super group of video game musicians that, they only perform once a year at MAGFest, and, they released a CD last year at MAGFest, at MAGFest 7, and this year, the MAGFest has just passed, they decided, what the hell, so they, released their Bacon EP for free, so you could get this song and, like, six other awesome songs for completely free. Vert, there's some other people whose names I can't remember, so I'm mad that you put me on the spot right now. But it's like several people from several different bands. I think there's one of the guys from Temp Sound Solutions, there's one of the guys from, Arm Cannon or Metroid Metal, and it's just a big smattering of people. And they also cook bacon during their set. Prozax, who does stuff on OC Remix, Alecine, who does stuff on OC Remix, Norg, who's in a couple VG metal bands, Kunal, Merkismo, Midi, and of course Vert. Yes. There's already Final Fantasy DJ, so you can't have that name. I think that's taken too. Shaking Hands with the Devil from the game UN Squadron, which is the best shoot 'em up game ever made. Which one? Oh yeah, that's a long one. And Battle at the Bridge. This is the fourth song we're playing right now. Yes. Wanda's still alive? Thank you. It sounds like radiation. I would not use that product. So now radiation reminds you of Radox instead. You know it. Done and done. You just have friends that tell bad jokes, that's your problem. Oh, I thought Mom was going to be like, I don't listen to the podcast. Consider me unsubscribed. You're probably gonna get like some Portal fan fiction. Not me. Thank you for that riveting information. They might be working on it, maybe, and it might be a sequel, unless it's a prequel. Indeed. Like babies. Babies will be coming out soon. Well, it's like if anyone has played the Owenden or Elite Beat Agents games, it's kind of like that, where you like tap the circle at the right time. Yes. Well, they did say, well, if you read Hipster Please, Z did mention in his comments that maybe the guys are working on a version for Android Google phones as well. And for people with massive hands, they can maybe play it on the iPad. Mention slash insult. Yes. Yeah, I saw some article where they were like, is the iPad gonna be a DS and PSP killer? Like, no. Like, see, the thing is, people make, like, video game companies make video games for the DS, you know? I think they know what they're doing. Well, like, that's pretty much the. Yeah, or you could just, you know, tilt your Wii remote and do the same thing, and your whole screen doesn't go flying with you. Or if you have to make a particularly sharp turn and you throw your iPad at somebody. I think they just want to beat up everybody at everything. Marathon. It was the game that the people that made Halo made before Halo. I don't know. If it's like anything, if it's, yeah, so it's like even like Bonk's Adventure for TurboGrafx is more well known. Maybe, but I remember Myst as being a Sega Saturn game, because I remember, like, I guess for console owners, it came out for the Sega Saturn first, and everyone was like, "Oh my God!" That's true. Yeah. Like the iPod. Who talks about those? She's just being a curmudgeon today. Nothing's gonna make her happy. But you're also on the internet. So what were we talking about? Video games? They have three on their Bandcamp at least. Which is awesome. Let me put on my sleuthing hat. Well, yeah. So shall we read the letters after? So we're coming back with Proteus, right? Everyone has a MySpace. No one uses it anymore, though. everyone, all 5 billion people on Earth have a MySpace. What do you mean, where they went? Is the site down, or, like... But is all of Bandcamp down, or just their site on Bandcamp? Actually, they already covered it on Wired, so we are like totally late. you should edit your article and put like the thing at the bottom, like their album is now over here or whatever on their Tumblr. Well, he totally advocates distributing the album. I'll actually throw it on my... Or, well, yeah, just tell Don Vito to upload it, maybe, if anyone's still on RT. I'll probably throw it on my server as well. Because he's pretty much advocating putting his album out there. Like it says here, like, despite the fact that Bandcamp is no longer hosting his files, Jacques is confident that fans will be able to find his records. It's impossible to remove something from the internet, he says. Awesome. Oh, on his Tumblr. Ah, alright. But so he took down his other one too, the Ocarina one? Okay. That's fine then. So, are we gonna come back? Is someone gonna talk about that news then? To find it on Tumblr? Alright. Welcome back. You just heard Alfonso with their completely super awesome track Parodius from their new self-titled album. And that with the other 11 songs or so that are on there are all the best thing I've ever heard ever in my life. and in several others people's lives, I'm sure. Like a dictator. We're reporting this before Wired. We're traveling through time and they stole our scoop. And totally not about teamwork, that selfish bastard. So in your mind, they're like bros. So like one of them writes the comic, and then the other one makes a cool mashup, and then they high five at the end of the day. Three, four. In general. Neither do I. Care to explain? Why does Quadrivium get everything? But music too? I'm still kind of mad, though. Like, is this what letters had to endure through the Middle Ages? Like, we're gonna go, like, chart the course of the stars and then write some music and bang some chicks. You can go write your diary. Well, that's what this podcast is here for. Us as letters are here to, you know, move up letters in, like, inequality and such. Well done. We should probably mention that we have blogs now. That's pretty important. So basically, if you're listening to this and you subscribe but you don't really check out our website too often, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, one of us posts a blog. And we just started this past week with Ma posting on Monday, B-Type, Mr. B posts on Wednesday, and I post on Fridays. Indeed. Yeah, I don't think I didn't notice that. Pretty sure I didn't tell you to tag it as bloggity bling blog or whatever you wrote. Well, I called you both jerks on Fridays, so. Well, his harmonica playing didn't get more jolly when you mentioned Dr. Awkward, so I'll take that as a plus. You should probably at least play a little softer. I am also excited for the future. I don't have anything to add to the conversation because Mr. B was playing too loudly. And I wish I was dead for it. It'll be a sweet release from the joyless doldrums of my life. Do you want me to like tap dance off now? Well, my sandwich was cold today. That was pretty sucky. Like something's wrong with our refrigerator and where we usually keep the meats and stuff at the bottom of the fridge, like, all that stuff got frozen, so when I pulled ham out of the fridge, it was, like, half ice. The most terrifying science news ever. Liquid glass. You know, like how the old saying goes. I think if they read the things we said when you posted it on Facebook, that was all our mileage right there. Was rocks becoming sentient because no one throws them anymore? So listeners can, like, you know, use your imagination. We can't create all your laughs for you. Indeed, it is not. Whatever that means. So I think that wraps up the podcast, though. Because he's fat. Yay. That's one less thing for you to lose sleep over tonight. All right, bye. All right, I'm hitting stop now.